Mobile.
EW Mobile, you said this is KO4 ATX?
This Patrick, KO4 HKX.
Okay, this is KO4 ZEW. This is Ben down in Simpsonville.
How are you doing today?
I'm just out running errands, getting stuff done. I was planning to do some yard work, but the weather turned on me again.
It's hard to get anything done this time of year outside.
And I'm between contracts right now, so I have the time, but the weather's not cooperating. I'd rather this than a drought, but the honeydew list is going slow.
Got an excuse. A good one anyway.
You out on the road as usual?
Yes, sir. I'm actually heading home. I cut the day short. I got to go to get my eyes checked this afternoon, so I'm heading back that way now.
Thing. Keep up with your eyes, ears, teeth, nose, everything. It'll fall apart on you quick.
Trust me, I know.
The staples and return some stuff for my wife, and I'll probably pick up some office supply. I need some envelopes and filing crap, but I try and stay on top of it. Once you hit 40, it all starts sliding downhill.
48 this year, so I've got a little bit of experience with it.
You're right there with me. I turn 50 later this year.
So how late do you end up staying Saturday night?
Time when I left, probably about 8 o'clock. I stayed well into dark and hung out, enjoyed the fire, and kicked it with some people for a bit. But yeah, I didn't stay too late. It was early evening before I headed to the barn.
Pretty much after I did then.
Yeah, I'm already looking forward to Summerfield Day. Get my HF gear in order. Another thing I wanted to do today was get out string an infed half wave, but get it tuned up. The weather, there's that weather thing again.
That, I know the feeling, but there'll be plenty of time to do it.
It's not like a VHF antenna where I can tune it, you know, in the shop or on the patio or in the garage or something, at least to start tuning it. This one, I pretty much have to string it up in place and tune it from there.
To have out tuning any other place. You can't do it indoors, that's for sure.
No, especially SWR stuff. I think this one's 66 feet, and I'm going to get it working before I try to put the loading coil on it and get it to stretch out for 80 meter to use.
Well, good luck with that. I could probably use that little. I had the super antenna with me Saturday and had it set up, but a little infed half wave would probably be pretty handy at sometimes.
Those super antennas you guys are talking about?
Vertical antenna with adjustable loading coils on it. Different setups. It's pretty neat how it works. There's a couple different options for it. One I got does, I think it does 80 through 440. I can't remember. It may be wrong. It may only do 40 through 440.
Cool. So it works kind of like a screwdriver antenna on a car?
Kind of the same way, except it's manually tuned. There's no motors. You do it all by hand. But yeah, it's kind of the same setup.
Man, if you could get one of those that was, 80 through 2 meters, and you put a FT991A on it, I mean, you'd have a shack, an all-in-one shack there.
I have both, but I don't use them together, or I haven't used them together. I was using it with my, FT-857D there Saturday, and was doing a little bit of JS-8 call and I was heard in the upper corner of Washington State. So it gets out pretty good.
Sounds like it. What was the wattage you were pushing on it?
That time was down to about between 20 and 30 watts. I can't remember. Somewhere right in there.
4ZEW for ID. That sounds pretty cool. I didn't get on the radios too much while I was up there, but I was busy doing other stuff.
Didn't see a whole lot either. I just enjoyed helping set up and help watching everybody else. Just hanging out for a little while. I had a good time.
Good too. I don't know if I'm gonna do an overnight the next one, but I do want to do an overnight sometime and hit up some of the 80 and 160 areas if somebody's got one set up. Do an overnight, get different parts of the globe.
Definitely be interesting and thing to do. I don't know about down here camping in the summertime, how much fun that would be. If I do it in the summertime, I may try that up around my house where it's a little bit cooler.
It's muggy and buggy, as I like to say when I'm summertime camping.
Roger that. And, down here is that way. We're typically 15, or I will say 10 to 20 degrees cooler up at the house than y'all are down here.
In the summertime, we actually go usually up to Asheville or somewhere in the mountains for family vacations because we can't stand the heat and the sun. So we go to the beach in the wintertime and the mountains in the summertime.
Roger that. Well, I live in Brevard.
I love that area.
We're age guests. Yeah, born and raised right there, so I'm kind of partial to it myself.
Super keen on being here in the flatlands, but having access to Greenville, I'm like 15 minutes away, so that's kind of nice, but I would prefer to be a little more elevation in the mountains and stuff like that. But anyway, I've got to run. I'm here at the store, so we'll catch you on down the log on your final, KO4ZEW.
And look forward to doing it again, KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
District 73, KO4ZEW clear.